TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Jim Lord here.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
Yeah, I know.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Well, good morning, kids and parents. Welcome into your Thursday, the 11th day of April. And let's see what today is. Oh, it's National 8-Track Tape Day. Well, how about that? And now you may not even know what an 8-Track tape is. But for about 15 to 20 years, it was kind of the way to listen to your favorite music. Yeah, 8-track technology was sandwiched between records and cassette tapes, which were before CDs, and actually before 8-tracks were 4-tracks, but they did not become nearly as popular as 8-tracks, and that technology, the 4-track technology, actually became a standard with radio stations at the time. But 8-tracks came on the scene about 1965 and continued until 1982, when stores stopped selling them in favor of cassette tapes. And of course, since then, we've been through CDs, mini discs, and onto MP3 players and beyond. All of the older formats could hold anywhere from 1 to 20 or so songs, but with today's technology, you can have literally thousands of songs on a card smaller than your fingernail. But today, we're pausing for just a moment to remember and honor the 8-track tape. So there you go. Well, once again, we don't have a famous hero birthday for you today, but as always, if today is your birthday, then happy birthday to you. The upcoming story is about a man and his daughter listening to an 8-track tape player in their car, and then something. What? What do you mean? I know the story doesn't say they had an 8-track tape player, but you don't know. Maybe they were in an old vintage 1970s car or something. Or maybe the story was from the 70s. It could be. Anyway, the girl's name is Ray Lee. She's with her dad, and something happened. How's that? The story is called Come to a Complete Stop, Then Proceed. And it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Ray Lee always liked it when her dad got off work early because he picked her up from school instead of having to ride the bus. And before going home, they would sometimes stop by a local fast food restaurant and pick up a quick snack. This was one of those special days. Ray Lee ordered a small drink and a medium fry, and her dad got a cinnamon roll, heated with butter no less, and a cup of coffee, and then they sat down and talked about their day. Finally, it was time to go home, but as they were pulling out of the parking lot onto the street, Ray Lee's dad saw the oncoming car only after he started into the street. Of course, he stopped quickly as soon as he saw the other car, and the truth is he was only about a foot into the street when he stopped. But the driver of the other car not only sounded his horn for a ridiculously long time, he looked at Ray Lee's father, all the while shaking his fist and shouting words that nobody ought to hear, especially children. Her dad just smiled and waved an apology to the man. It was all over as quickly as it started, but Ray Lee had to know why that man was acting that way. Her dad said, "Well, first of all, I was wrong for not stopping completely and carefully looking both ways at the stop sign, but it also looks like that man just hasn't grown up yet." "What do you mean he hasn't grown up yet?" Ray Lee asked. "Well," said Ray Lee's dad, "you know how you sometimes snap at your brother when he accidentally gets in your space for a second?" "Yes, sir," said Ray Lee. "I know I shouldn't." "But you're still learning," said her dad. "You are still learning a lot of life's lessons that he should have learned years ago, but apparently didn't."
There's not much we can do about him, but we can certainly learn to control our own emotions, right? We can show kindness to everybody, regardless of how they treat us in any given moment, and we can even go further by always having an attitude of helping others, can't we? And certainly helping instead of hurting, right? Ray Lee enthusiastically agreed. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too. So have you ever seen a situation like the one in the story? How did the people involved react toward each other? Have you ever accidentally injured someone else or nearly injured them? How did they react? How did you respond to their reaction? And finally, have you ever lost your temper toward someone who accidentally got in your space? How should you have reacted instead? Just some questions to ask yourself as you go through your day today. You know, we talk a lot about helping and sharing and things like that here on TCN Mornings, so here's your opportunity to do just that. If you're a listener, and I'm guessing you are if you're hearing this, and if you enjoy what you're hearing, then share. It's just like sharing a smile. It costs you nothing, and it can hopefully brighten someone else's day as well. So tell everybody you know about TCN Mornings every weekday at tcnmornings.com or anywhere. Just Google TCN Mornings. Well, just in front of us is a quote from my old Irish pappy, the question of the day, and a reflection of your future. So stay right where you are. So my old Irish pappy, a man just full of wisdom about life and how to live it better.
Never be afraid to ask a question. Asking questions is how you get answers. And with information being so readily available, there's just no reason not to have questions answered these days.
Yep, never be afraid to ask a question. Asking questions is how you get answers. And with information being so readily available, there's just no reason to have questions that aren't answered these days. Okay, now it's time for the
question of the day.
Well, earlier we talked about 8-track tapes, and of course, while they were popular in homes, 8-track tape players were hugely popular in cars. But they weren't the first way to enjoy your own music in the car. Remember, I said there were also 4-track tape players in cars before that, but mostly they were add-ons and not built in. But what was before 4-track? Now, I'm not talking about radios. Radios have been in cars almost as long as there have been cars. Actually, it was in the 1920s that cars first started having radios. But what was the first device for cars that let you listen to your own music, not just music on the radio? If you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer, and I'll feature the first correct answer right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. So about the question from yesterday. Yesterday's question got a little complicated, I guess. Anyway, you remember we had a story that had a girl named Sarah who had an aunt also named Sarah. And I said that sometimes she viewed her aunt like an older sister. But in reality, this aunt was young Sarah's mother's sister. But now, if Aunt Sarah had gotten married and had a child, that child would be young Sarah's first cousin, right? But what about young Sarah's mother's cousin? What would that relationship to young Sarah be called? And what if young Sarah's mother's cousin had a child? What relationship to young Sarah would that child be called? Oh, and one more. What if Aunt Sarah's child grew up and had a baby? What would young Sarah's relationship to that baby be called? Well, Kira from Savannah, Georgia said, young Sarah's mother's first cousin would be young Sarah's second cousin. If young Sarah's mother's first cousin had a child, that would be young Sarah's second cousin once removed. And when Aunt Sarah's child grew up and had a baby, that baby would be young Sarah's first cousin once removed. And there you go. Kara, that's right. So thank you for your answer. So when I was young, I had an aunt who married a man who had two daughters. So by marriage, they became my first cousins, right? But then my aunt got divorced, so the girls became my first cousins once removed. But then my aunt married him again, so they became my first cousins once removed and once put back. But then they got divorced again. So this is a true story, by the way. So then they became my first cousins twice removed and once put back. Not kidding. True story. Okay, stick around. As usual, one more quick segment ahead. But as for me, I will see you tomorrow for the Friday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
Some people have money. Some people have great knowledge. Others, wisdom. Some people have peace and tranquility. But there is one thing we all have in common, the most valuable commodity any living person could ask for: time. All of us have 24 hours each day, 7 days a week, and 52 weeks a year. While that may sound trite, it nevertheless is either painfully or gloriously true, depending on how we look at it and how we manage this time we've been given. One of the most important steps in managing time is to take time to think. In our hectic society, very few young people stop to really deeply think. Think about what you want to accomplish with your time. It's your time, so decide what your priorities are going to be. You really can begin to be in control of your life and your future by taking time to think. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network, TCNMornings.com.